Good morning. It is time for our weekly update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets each and every Friday morning here on KTIC. And Roy, boy, I can't help but notice from last week to this week, a lot of $13 cash bean bids have switched to 12 at the beginning. And by the same token, a lot of sixes in front of corn have switched to five. We've had another week of sell-off here, haven't we?
It's been a pretty grim week. The market is looking for what I would call the early summer low, and that generally comes right around the end of May, the first week in June. So, you know, I hope that's what we're doing now and that we get a nice rebound, but no guarantee, of course.
So what kind of perpetuates this early summer bottom? What are the factors that surround that, Roy?
Mainly, I think it's the fact that planting is finished up, and as far as I know, everywhere. I don't know that anybody's got any planting left. Maybe a little bit of replanting left to do, but it's plenty early for that. So, you know, I think that we have that phenomena we call a risk premium, where, you know, the more risk there is, the higher the price is. Well, the maximum amount of risk for a new crop, corn or soybeans, either one, is planting, and we've got that out of the way, so that's one less thing the market has to worry about, and consequently we see a drop in prices.
Now, Roy, the other thing we've seen goes right in hand with that is you know, some of those newly planted crops got a drink of water.
They did, though. Even here in Cass County, we got a little bit of rain last night. Been basically 3 weeks getting here, but we got about a half an inch. We certainly need more, but that half an inch will help, especially with the weather as cool as it is or was yesterday and is today.
Now, Roy, what about the basis? As these futures are fluctuating and potentially, like you said, trying to find an early summer bottom, how has basis held up?
That's kind of interesting because, you know, we've been talking for several weeks about how tight the basis is, and at least here at the Midwest Co-op in Cass County, the basis improved another 2 cents yesterday, so there's still a demand out there for old crop corn, and that basis is good through the end of July, just like it was last week. Basis on beans is not quite as good and doesn't last quite as long, but still at 50 cents under November, why, that's not too bad.
Roy, how has these market moves, have they affected the new crop equally as well as it has the old crop?
Seems like the new crop has held together a little bit better than the old crop. I don't have the, well, yeah, I do too have the numbers right here in front of me, I guess, and we see the new crop or the old crop beans, for instance, July at 1340 and November at 1270, and the new crop moved a nickel less than the old crop. So old crop was dropped 33 cents in the futures, and the new crop dropped 27. So you have to say the new crop is doing a little better, which is a bearish sign, actually.
So as we, you know, like you said, we're at the end of the calendar here for the month of May, or we passed it, I should say, and into the month of June, summertime, a lot of growing ahead of us. What should we be focusing on with our marketing plan, Roy?
Well, two things, I guess. $12.90 on beans and $5.71 on corn are still pretty good prices, and if you didn't get sales made that you wanted to, you know, this, you still got an opportunity with prices the way they are today to make some sales. But you know, if you got most of that old crop liquidated and got some bids on new crop or some contracts on new crop, then you need to be watching for a weather bounce. You know, we're a long ways from being done with summer or weather risk, so you know, be prepared when that market starts up to pull the trigger.
And for folks that would want more information from you, Roy, how can they get that?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address, and soyroy.com, my website.
Always good to talk to you, sir. Thank you much. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'll look forward to it.
That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith, Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets each and every Friday morning right here on 840 KTIC.